So does everyone have access to the one and Robin tool? Okay. So this week, we're going to continue to go on the topic of to prepare the bride as the counterpart of the bridegroom. So we're on week four. And then, in particular, the title of this week's message is Praising Christ as the King in Himself, in the Church as His Queen, and in all His sons, the overcomers, as the princes.
Amen.
So there's Christ as the King, and the Church as His Queen, and then all His sons, the overcomers, as the princes.
Amen.
So actually we see, so looking into the outline, we see from one that actually the entire Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, it's really just a love story.
Amen.
It's a romance between God and His chosen people.
Amen.
It talks
Amen.
About how God comes as a man to, you know, court His chosen people, mm-hmm. so that one day, you know, we'll become the bride of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It says, the Lord's recovery is for the fulfillment of Matthew 16:18 and Revelation 19:7-8. The building up of Christ's church and the preparation of Christ's bride. So, actually, maybe we can get into these verses. So, why don't we turn to Matthew 16:18. Matthew 16:18.
And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
All right, and now let's turn to Revelation 19:7-8. Revelation 19:7-8.
Let us rejoice and exalt
for joy.
Let us give the glory to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. And He will give it to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
So today, as saints in the Lord's recovery, we should really bear two goals or things in mind. One, the building up of Christ's church.
Amen.
And two, preparation to become the bride of Christ.
Amen.
And then I was in particular touched by the point that we keep the law of God not by our own will or by our own mind, mm-hmm. but actually it's by the love of God.
Yeah. Right.
And I think... in our practice, you know, if we try to exercise our will or our mind, you know, to try to keep the law, actually, we would fail, and we fail many times. But really, it's by the love of God, you know, that we can really fulfill the law, because, you know, when we love the Lord and receive Him as our Savior, then we receive His life, and it is through this life that we can become one with Him.
Amen.
So that we can keep the law through Him expressing Himself through us.
Amen.
So maybe we can read H together.
As God's people love God and spend time to fellowship with Him in His Word, God infuses them with His divine element, making them one with Him as His house, the same as He is of life, nature, and expression.
Two.
Song from God, the highest and greatest of all the songs, is one of the songs of the Son of the Lord, a song of love according to the melody of lilies. It praises Christ as the King Himself, in the Church as His Queen, and in the overcomers as His princes.
So here, a lily denotes a pure, simple, single life of trusting in God. And then A says, the great work of God is to restore the desolated building of God and to recover the sons of Korah by transforming rebellious ones through his unlimited mercy and grace into Christ's overcomers to make them the constituents of his bride, his overcoming queen.
Amen.
Amen. Can we read D together?
Yeah. If we have an affectionate love for the Lord Jesus, our tongue will be the hand of a ready writer, ready to write out our love for him and our praise to him with our experience and enjoyment of him according to all that he is in his full ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And then E.
Psalm 45 praises Christ the King as unveiled in the four Gospels.
One.
The psalmist praises Christ the King in his fairness. Christ is fairer than the sons of men.
Amen. Two.
The psalmist praises Christ the King in his victory.
Amen.
And then below that, B.
In his splendor, Christ rides on victoriously because of truth, meekness, and righteousness, regardless of what the situation is on earth, regardless of what the nations are doing. Christ is riding on triumphantly, prosperously, from the day of his ascension. He began to ride on, and he will continue to ride until he comes back in victory.
Three.
The psalmist praises Christ the King in his kingdom.
A.
As God, God's throne is forever and ever, and the scepter of uprightness is the scepter of his kingdom.
Amen.
Four.
The psalmist praises Christ the King in the sweetness of his virtues.
A.
All his garments smell of myrrh, aloes, and cassia.
Amen.
Amen. So here, actually, garments signify Christ's deeds and virtues, and myrrh and aloes signify the sweetness of his death.
Amen.
And cassia signifies the fragrance and repelling power of Christ's resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. So I guess, practically, I think two gives a good summary of that. It says the way to experience Christ is his crucifixion by the power of his resurrection, is by the Spirit himself, who is our Spirit.
Amen.
And then F.
Psalm 45 praises Christ the King in praising the Queen, the Church, his wife, as revealed in his epistles.
One.
The Queen typifies the Church, especially the overcomers, as the unique wife of Christ, and the honorable women around the Queen signify Christ's overcoming guests. This indicates that the bride of Christ is actually a group of overcomers.
Amen.
Amen. Two.
The King desires the Queen's beauty. The Queen's beauty signifies the virtues of Christ expressed through the Church.
Amen.
Amen. And then lastly, can we read G together?
Psalm 45 praises Christ the King in praising his sons, the overcomers as the princes, as seen in Revelation.
So I think actually the content of Roman numeral 2 is really on Psalms 45.
Right.
So I guess maybe before we get into the sharings, we can actually read over that chapter. So why don't we all turn to Psalm 45. And I guess brothers can read verse 1, and then sisters read 2, and then we can alternate.
Amen.
Amen. All right. My heart heart overflows with a good matter. I speak what I have composed concerning the king. My tongue is the hand of a ready writer.
Amen.
You are better than the sons of men. Grace poured upon my lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever.
Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, in your majesty and your splendor. Your arrows are sharp, the peoples fall under you. Your arrows are in the heart of the king's enemies.
Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom.
You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your companions.
All your promise smell of myrrh and aloes of Acacia. From all the islands of my family, hearts to me have made you glad.
The daughters of kings are among the rose of Christ. The queen stands at your right hand in the bowl of Ophir.
Hear the water of your sanctity and incline your ear, and forget your people and your father's house.
Amen.
Thus the king will desire your beauty, because he is your Lord. Worship him
in reverence and honor.
And the Lord of the Lord will humbly forgive the rich among the people who entreated your favor.
The king's daughter is all glorious with the most royal abode. Her garment is a woven work inwrought with gold.
She will be led to the king in embroidered clothing. The virgins behind her, her companions, will be brought to you.
They will be led with rejoicing and exultation. They will enter the king's palace.
In the place of your fathers will be your sons. You will make them princes in all the earth.
I will cause your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, the peoples will praise you forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 45 is the greatest and the highest psalm concerning Christ. And it's the psalm of praise. So, if we were going to praise Christ, what would we say? What would we say? So, if you consider what we would say, and we compare it with what Psalm 45 says, we can start to see this is the greatest and the highest psalm concerning Christ, and the praise of Christ.
Amen.
So, I'd like to borrow a couple words from Ephesians and use them with this psalm. So in Ephesians, in the chapter 1, concerning the Father, it says, unto the praise of, this is a psalm of praise, so that in Ephesians there's praise. Unto the praise of the glory of His grace. 6. And then unto the praise of His glory. And then also, again, according of the same phrase, the praise of His glory, 3 times in chapter 1. In chapter 3 it says, the riches of His glory. In Ephesians is a book on the fullness. So now take these words, praise, praise is here. Take the word fullness, take the word riches, and take the word glory.
Amen.
And let's use them with Psalm 45.
Amen.
Okay, so the praise is firstly, so if you want to praise, so firstly it's a psalm like a lily. It's a psalm of love.
Amen.
It's a feminine love. So this is kind of surprising. We had praise this morning at the table, but was it a lily? A psalm of a lily? Anyway, so then it goes in 3 sections. So first it says the praise is concerning Him, the Christ Himself, as the King, in His fairness, In his fairness, he's a God-man, because grace is upon his lips. Then later on it says, your throne, O God. So first it's praising him as the Son of Man. You're fairer than the sons of men. And he's the one, he's fair. And there's grace coming out of his, when he speaks, he's full of wisdom, full of grace. This is a song written about Solomon, so in all his glory. Amen. Then, just real quickly, he's the king. He's the mighty one. He's the victor. And there's his virtues with the myrrh, the aloes, the acacia. So you can see the riches in the praising and all the detail. But then you go in all the the width of the praise, or the expanse of the praise. The praise, if there was a king with a kingdom, but he didn't have a wife, he didn't have a queen, that would be pretty poor. So the praise, there's the riches of the glory in the praising, because there's the inclusion, the expansion to the queen, and also the expansion to the sons, to the daughters. So this is the bride, the overcomers, to be the bride.
Amen.
The riches of his glory.
Amen.
I'm not ready right here yet.
Oh, boy.
Amen. I really enjoy this very wonderful week. The psalm actually written by the descendants of Korah, from the book of Numbers, especially chapter 16. We know Korah is one of the leaders who against authority of God. So is there the descendant of the rebellious one.
Mm-hmm.
But here we see, in the church, with God's mercy and eternal love, we rebellious ones can become such a, lover of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And have really, from deep inside us, we can praise the Lord. Praise God as the King, right? Not only praise God as the King, and also praise church as the Queen. And praise all the overcomer, the descendants, the believers in the church. And I think this is really a marvelous picture. And this week I actually touched me most is this day five. He's there saying, actually how to prepare the brides. Is we need to hear and forget.
Amen.
I'm relative older person here, but that doesn't mean that only I have the past. Everyone, even you are just born, you're very young in a sense. Actually, we have a lot of past. But the reason we can become the bride, we can prepare as bride. We need to listen. Listen to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And we need to forget.
Amen.
Forget everything about ourselves, our past. Whenever, and how can we forget? Actually, it's coming from, we can hear, and actually from the verse. First, you see, we first need to see, and we need to listen.
Amen.
That means, what we see the beautiful, fair one, see our King.
Mm-hmm.
If we are always looking at ourselves, we won't be able to forget ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Only when we see this precious one and listen to him, and then we can forget ourselves and our past. And that's the way to prepare the bride.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So I like to fellowship on the knowledge of life, that book. If we want to talk about to be Christ's bride, we need to have the life, you know, the same life of God.
Mm.
So the knowledge of life talks about this life, this God's life,
yeah.
And it's really great.
Amen.
So before I talk about that, I want to give you a vivid impression, because you know sometimes we talk about too much things, which are only in words, right? We talk about the, you know, God's life, and then you talk about all this, but only in words. We do not need only words. We need the real life.
Right.
Okay. So you know, as a human life, a lot of us has experienced, you know, difficulty or frustration, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you will experience that, and then sometimes you were so down, you may even question the meaning of life. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I read a story about this old, like, Christian, this older man. Outwardly, he was very sick. I don't want to give the detail. So, very sick and very old, and to the, you know, 82. So, a person approaching him will thought, oh, okay, you know, if I'm going to approach him, I'm going to approach a very, very dumb man, because, you know, he was so sick. You know, no. But when a person approached him, he was changed. Because he's so happy from his inner being. That's life. That's life. So the person approaching him, you know, just tried to call him Chinese in a year or so. Actually, that person was changed. The person approaching him was changed because he saw this life. And he later on said, it changed my life because I want this life, which is God's life lived in. Yeah, so in short, we just say our natural life is nothing comparing to this new life, comparing to the God's life. So we just long, that's the God's life in us. So we'll be praising God and we'll live out for God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Kyle. If we can't look at ourselves, otherwise forget it.
Amen.
So praise the Lord that this is a praise to the King in himself, to Christ the King.
Amen.
And as the King, he rides on victoriously. You know, everything in the world looks so dim. Everybody is all upset about all these things. But he's riding on victoriously. And in Acts 5:31, it says that this one, God has exalted to the right hand as the leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins that man can be saved. He's ruling sovereignly over the country, over all the events, so that many can come into salvation.
Amen.
And so we praise him. We praise him as the King.
Amen.
He is on the throne.
Amen.
And we praise him in the church as the Queen represents the church.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, thus the King will desire your beauty in verse 11. And what is the beauty? Our beauty is only Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any other beauty. And whatever beauty is just, it's ugly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it says that the King's daughter is all glorious within the royal abode. Her garment is a woven work and wrought with gold. And she will be led to the King in embroidered clothing. So here, the church is being presented to Christ as the bride. And what are we doing today? We are being stitched. We are being embroidered.
Right.
We see that in 1 Kings, we see a picture of the pillars in the temple. And on top of the pillars, there was this, there was a wreath. What is it? In 1 Kings 7:17 and 19, there was a net of check work with wreaths of chain work. And in the midst of all of that was lilies. And lilies are the ones that trust in the Lord. They have no faith in themselves. So in the midst of all the confusion and all the entanglement of our lives, we can't untangle ourselves. But we can learn to trust in the Lord within that entanglement.
Amen.
So this is my experience today.
Amen.
You know, today the Lord is producing the overcomers, which are his companions, the ones that will come back with the bride. Actually, the bride are the overcomers that will come back to gain the kingdom. And today, the nations, you know, he is the desire of the nations, but people don't know it. Everybody wants peace. They want all these wonderful things. But it's only when the Lord Jesus comes back in his beauty. He's the only beautiful one. Amen. And our beauty is when we learn to take him as our person and we start to enjoy him. Just enjoy him and stop looking at ourselves. Yeah. And be the lily.
Yeah. Amen.
So this week I enjoyed three different parts of this outline. So the beginning, it really starts off with a lot about the love, right? This divine romance. And then later on, it goes on to show us about Psalms 45, which is the sons of Korah. And at the end, we see the two garments, right? And I was particularly touched, especially after yesterday with Brother Michael sharing PSRP time. So if you don't come PSRP, you're missing out. Brother Michael gives some good words in the mornings. But I was touched on these three things and how they really interconnect. That the sons of Korah, they're rebellious ones, right? And the people, a lot of times you appreciate when people forgive you. A lot of times we fail, right? I know I appreciate my wife's not here, so amen. When I fail, and then my wife forgives me, you know, there's a certain type of love because you realize that you failed. But then there's the forgiveness, and then you're able to kind of be with that person. And the same with us and with the Lord and the sons of Korah, right? Brother Michael shared with us yesterday. Must have been someone escaped from this situation, right? To be able to write such a song, to be able to show us, wow, and to write such a song that's so full of praise, and you can just sense such a feeling behind this song. And so this really brings us to the beginning of this outline, right? This divine romance that the Lord is doing with us. But this all also has to relate with this embroidered garment. And a lot of times to go through such a transformation, it's tough. It's not, to be embroidered, it's not a light matter. You have to go through certain spiritual dealings and you have to go through things. But it's only through loving the Lord that we can go through this and we're okay with the Lord. It's just like when our parents punish us, right? If our parents are just full of just punish, there's no love, man, it would be horrible. But when your parents punish you and love you, you realize that this punishment is because they love you. They want to produce you as a certain type of son or daughter so that you can have the proper humanity so you can grow, you can go on in your livelihood, right? So the same with us, the Lord deals with us, and we have certain punishment from the Lord sometimes because we're naughty. We're sons of Korah sometimes. You know, in our inner being, there's rebellion in us. And within us, the Lord sometimes has to present certain spiritual dealings with us. But if we love the Lord, we can actually we can be benefited from this. So it's crucial to have this second garment. But to be able to get the second garment, you really, really must love the Lord to be able to go through the different aspects of this, getting this garment.
Amen.
Well, I realized that this week, the topic is about praising. You know, when I first see the messages, I was like, what is this about? But then I think that praising is really the key word. And I really appreciate that here it gives us the background of this song. About Korah and his descendants. Actually, you know, just like John and Kyle shared, we are all rebellious. And we all have, you know, creatures that we all are in pitiful situations. So you think about this, you know, if we are in a pitiful situation, it is really so difficult for us to praise the Lord. So, you know, like, if you look at Korah's history, basically they are saying that, why is not according to my way? Why is it done according to other ways. So we always think about ourselves. But then you can see that, you know, actually they go through a process. They eventually become the Lord's lover. They become lilies so that they can trust in the Lord. And then they become ready writers. They can praise the Lord. And what do they praise? They praise about the king. They praise for the queen. And they praise for the sons. And, you know, like this morning when I reviewed this again, I was like, you know, when they praise the king, they praise about his fairness, his victory, his kingdom, and his virtues. And if you take a careful look, when they praise the queen, it's actually the same thing. They praise the queen for her beauty. The queen is also an overcomer, and her fairness and her victory and her virtues, two garments, right? And then if you look at the sons, the same thing. So basically, I think we have a lot of hope. Eventually, we will become like kings. We will be transformed. So on day five, I don't remember it's on day five or day six, I was so touched that it says that we need to see Christ's beauty in three ways. If we don't see the beauty, we won't be able to praise. But then we need to see that eventually we are all alike. We are all like Christ. And we actually have hope we can be transformed.
Amen.
Psalm 45:1, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Mm-hmm. So it says, if you have an affectionate love for the Lord Jesus, you will have the tongue of a ready writer. Instead of needing to write a drop, we will be ready to write our love and our praise.
Right.
I think this is just so true. Every time when I'm in prayer meeting or even when I have to share, I will have to think beforehand, to think about to compose an essay, what I wanted to speak. I just feel like, Lord, I just don't love you enough. If I love you enough, when I open my mouth, it's just so automatic. I know what I want to tell you. But I feel inside me, I don't really have anything that I want to tell you. It's kind of you need to think about what I have to tell you. It's not like if you're having a talk with your family, it's not like you have to think what you want to talk with your family. It's just something called spontaneously. And that's recently, right now I love to exercise. And then I actually persuade one of the young sisters to join the sport team. And then I realized, if you love something, what you speak will be what you love about. And then I just realized, Lord, if I love you enough, it will be so natural for me to flow you out, and my living will be your testimony.
Amen.
Amen.
We can also share some of our experience. It does not have to be, very tight But sometimes this topic, if you don't even feel it related, but you can hear your experience, like you touch the door, or you meet some, or some, or even some difficulty in your life. Yeah.
Amen.
And some of you went to the spring trip, right? I think that Jordan can share to us too.
How about the three people that went on the spring break trip? You can stand up and just share with us about what you did and something you enjoyed.
Let your heart overflow with a good
matter. Oh, there's four of you. Okay. Perry, you can start us off, your brother.
So, about like, the material?
I don't know what you did. Whatever.
Tell us where you went.
So, we, went past Philadelphia. I'm sorry, Okay. Then Loring. Then
Chapel Hill.
Then
Charlottesville.
The material we read in the mornings was on Psalms 119. Sorry, can someone else go up?
Yeah, it's okay. He's one of the drivers. We give him credit. We make all this trip happen.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. I really enjoy just traveling to the different localities and meeting up with the different, well, with saints and just praising the Lord with them. And it really showed me that even though we're all different, we're all in different places, we all enjoy the same.
Amen.
Okay. I enjoyed the our singing at the Dura. Oh, so I stayed at a sister's house, and in that community, like same spot, like a few townhouses like next to each other. So like the sister's house is literally next door to the brother's house. So at 7:50 every morning, the sisters, like, they will gather together and have their morning Bible for 20 minutes, and then by 8:10, they all go to the brother's house to have breakfast together. It's cooked already, and
who cooks? The brother?
They have a yes. They have a schedule, so like by 8:10, the food will be ready, and they just eat the breakfast together. And after breakfast, they will go to school together. So I really enjoy their corporate living together.
Amen.
So on Saturday we attended one of the meetings. It was like joined with the young people too. And from what I remember, the topic was on how. Well, okay. From what I got from it was like kind of how to pray, and I really appreciate the point on how. When we pray, it shouldn't be something that's super formal and like rehearsed, but it should be something that kind of just comes spontaneously, because in that way it doesn't become something like like ritualistic, or but it can actually, it can be something that's really, that can be really personal between you and the Lord, just more real.
I don't know what to share. Right? I just enjoy having personal time with the Lord during this trip. I enjoy going through Psalm 119, where the message was about how to pray, read, how to digest the Word, how to eat the Word. And so I just tried to practice that during this trip, and also like after the trip as well. And then I just enjoy this verse, Psalm 119:11. In my heart, I have treasured up your word, that I might not sin against you. So, like, I just enjoy that. I just really see, also according to the young people's message, talking about Christ as the preeminent one. And that I was exposed that I'm not one who treasures the word. I'm not one who puts Christ as the preeminent one. And because if we do, we will not sin against the Lord. And so I just enjoy that every day we need to be those who digest the word, those who pray the word. And even in this trip, like, there are so many activities, but I enjoy that we can still contact the Lord through prayer and the word.
Amen.
And I just want to share this portion of verse 5. In Psalm 4:5, the bride of Christ is typified by the queen, and his upcoming guests are typified by the honorable women around the queen. The bride of Christ, therefore, is actually the group of overcomers. And for in today's reading, the queen's beauty signifies the virtues of Christ expressed through the church. This psalm praises Christ, not only concerning the things that are of him directly, but also concerning the things that are of him indirectly, as manifested through his church and his overcomers.
Amen.
And always speaking well of the church and the believers is also praise to Christ.
Amen.
And that's very encouraging.
Amen.
And in Psalm 45:1, Christ is the King. In verse 2, he is a man. In verse 6, he is God. And in verse 11, he is the Lord. As the Lord of the church, Christ is worthy not only of the church's love, but also of her worship.
Amen.
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 I enjoy this point that in this message of fathership, that our loving the Lord is not merely a feeling, but we love the Lord by keeping His word,
Amen.
By preoring His word. So when we love something, they will have some expression, like John shared. If we love something, we like to talk about something. So if we really love the Lord, to me, this is really a reminder. Many times, it's like I love the Lord, it's just in a feeling. But actually, if we love the Lord, we love His word. We keep His word. And we pray over His word. And also enjoy this point that as the queen, we are told to hear and forget. And I think this is very important also in our marriage life. If Keisha, hear and forget, I really, wow, this is beauty. Oh Lord Jesus, we need to hear the opposite speaking of the Spirit. And also need to forget our past experience with the Lord. Forget our background. Forget the old ways. And this way, you see the beauty. The more we hear the Spirit's living, up-to-date speaking, and forget the past, the more beautiful we are in the Lord's eyes.
Amen.
And this way, you should, actually, this way, you should, when the more we hear and forget, the more we will experience the Lord. And the way you should, the second garment. That's our subjective righteousness.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So, praise the Lord. Amen.
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 So, a part that just, like, touched me, like, right now was week 4, day 6. In particular, it's in reference to the king's daughter. It's in, it says the king's daughter is all glorious within the royal abode. That part stuck out to me because I remember discussing with Brother Tom
that, because I was trying to figure out at the time, like, about heaven and, like, where it is exactly. And so, like, right here it says that in John 15:4, concerning this, the Lord Jesus said, "Abide in me and I in you."
Amen.
Like, I didn't understand that because it was, like, really confusing. It's like, what does that mean? And the next paragraph, it says, this abode is a matter of experiencing Christ through the church. Mm. Christ as the Son is an abode to the Father and the Spirit. And his being such an abode involves the coherence among the three of the divine Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Mm-hmm. But when we believe in Christ, we enter into him and take him as our abode. Then being in him as our abode, we, the church, become his abode.
Amen.
So, like, that part really touched me because, like, at first I was, like, just so struck. I'm like, oh, man, where is it still? but it now just is coming together slowly that it's an experience.
Amen.
We have to believe in him to enter that abode, and then he enters our abode as well.
Amen.
And then the significance of this is essentially the mutual abode is the palace, and it signifies the New Jerusalem. And the New Jerusalem is, essentially the church today is that miniature of the coming of the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
So, like, yeah, I was just really happy that it just came to me, because, like, I was wondering, like, wait, where is this coming from? Why is this abode? And, like, why do I remember talking about it with Tom? Because it didn't make sense at the time. And now it's, like, just now it just came to me a bit.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I'd like to just speak currently or something. I want to, you know, thank our church, like, in the past, for the college students, you know, they had a trip to me, because I lived to almost 50. I knew it was not easy to organize so many people to make this trip. And, you know, Shepherd, Esther with two little kids. That's very hard. I mean, my wife and I talked about this. We could not do this. we could not do this, but whatever, they made this. They made this trip. You know, if you read the Bible, you know, when I was young, when I read the Bible, I read something like some words which are more touching. But now when I grow older, I read a Bible. I just read the Paul from here to there, you know. And then one time he was, you know, if you read the Acts, he was in the sea, and then he told them, don't go, but they don't listen to him. Then the sea was in the darkness, like for 14 days something, right? He talked, so that was very hard, you know, that was very hard. So yeah, so we, the traveling, handling all the traveling, all logistics, is an accomplishment. So I give you credit, and also give you credit for the college students who organize their own basketball team. So I only watched them for a few times, but this also is kind of a bonding, and I
I saw them playing in good spirit. I mean, not in the spirit that we talk about, but they also play. So yeah, praise the Lord. I just say these kind of things. Yeah, amen.
Amen. Anybody else want to share?
I don't think so. We've had awkward signs for the last 5 minutes.
So we're on this topic, the direction of the Lord's move. And I think for all the saints, if you're not clear by now, here in the Lord's recovery, even personally, we have a certain direction. And that is to build up the body, to prepare the bride, and to bring in the kingdom. And so last week and also this past week, we've been on this matter of the preparation of the bride. And I really just appreciated, actually even from the introduction, to see, wow, the whole Bible is a book of this divine romance. God and man. When we come to this matter of the preparation of the bride, we need to see that it's not something that would just come about instantaneously. You know, on the first day, that verse, actually I've been enjoying this verse because I think recently turned into a song, and so I was just singing it and enjoying it. Let us rejoice and exult, right? And let us give the glory to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come.
Amen.
And His wife has made herself ready. Actually, that's the point I want to emphasize. You know, the day, the marriage day, when that comes, there's going to be a lot of rejoicing and exultation.
Amen.
But how will that day come about? The wife has to make herself ready. And so today, brothers and sisters, you know, we've been betrothed. Actually, this is one of the verses. I don't know if you ever spent the time to get into all those verses under the first Roman numeral, you will be in the third heavens, right? In this love relationship with the Lord. One of the verses tells us we've been betrothed to Him as one husband. And so what does that mean? That means our destination is to marry Him. But today, we need to prepare ourselves.
Amen.
So how do we prepare ourselves? We saw from this week and from the saints sharing that actually has a lot to do with praising.
Amen.
And I just want to take the three words that our brother Ed gave in his introductory word to tie praising to bride preparation.
Amen.
And those three words are exult, extol, and exalt. And so, the first word, exalt. When we praise, we exalt the Lord. And what does that mean? That means it's to rejoice, right? It's to enjoy. And we know from Philippians, Paul was such a pattern, right? That he constantly reminded the saints to rejoice in the Lord. And I was touched with this verse, in Philippians 3:1, he says, finally, brothers, rejoice in the Lord. And you know what he says? For me to say this again is not irksome. That means it's not a bother. It's not, you know, I'm not trying to be annoying. But I'm just filled with the enjoyment of the Lord.
Amen.
So constantly I'm telling brothers, let's rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
Why do we need to rejoice in the Lord? Why do we need to enjoy the Lord? Well, it's very clear, right? Even in our experience, that when we enjoy the Lord, we are being saturated with Him. And this is point H, right? God is infusing His divine element into us, right? We are becoming one with Him. How can we prepare ourselves to meet the Lord? The Lord's not going to marry somebody that He doesn't know. He's not going to marry a bride that is immature. We need to enjoy the Lord so that we can grow, we can be filled with Him. And so we need to praise Him and to exalt Him. Second point, to extol Him. That is to what? That is to praise Him highly with acknowledgement of all that He has done, is doing, and will do. Actually, I enjoy this point very much, because even as our brother was speaking, the past couple of days, I've been considering, how can you relate that to your own living? Actually, a good example is what our brother brought out about the basketball game. You know, whenever you have a sporting event, you know, of course, there is the crowd and there is the actual players. Now, when you and some of us, we participated this past season, when you praise, right, or when you're, you know, they're shouting, right, and you know the ones in the on the court, they're the ones who are playing. But when you praise and when you shout, you actually, what you're doing is you're identifying yourself with what's going on in the game. It makes you part of the game. Or you could just sit there and just be silent. Then you won't get much from it, right? So in the same way, you know, when we praise the Lord, we are joining ourselves with all that the Lord has done, is doing, and will accomplish. So when you say, praise the Lord, He has resurrected, you identify yourself with the Lord's resurrection. Maybe you're feeling dead. We say, praise the Lord! Amen. Christ has risen!
Amen.
It will bring you out of your death situation.
Amen.
And so this is why, saints, we need to praise Him. Amen. We need to extol Him in such a way.
Amen.
And finally, the last one is to exalt Him.
Amen.
When we praise, we exalt the Lord.
Amen.
And that is to give the Lord the preeminence, the first place in all things. We are reminded of Revelation 2:4 that the Lord warns us that we have He has one thing against us, and that is that we lost our first love.
Amen.
And that first love can also be translated as best love, right? That is to fail in giving the Lord our best love, to fail to give Him the preeminence in our living and our service. And I was touched, actually, that this doesn't take place overnight. It's not like the next day you completely lose your first and best love for the Lord. Actually, this is something that happens through time. And we need to be aware, and this is a verse that our brother brought out from Daniel chapter 7, that one of the tactics of the enemy is that he will wear us out. And so your time with the Lord, maybe in the beginning was this much, and then slowly becomes this much, and then this much. He's wearing us out. And so we need to be aware of this. And so what do we need to do? We just need to repent.
Amen.
And this is not because of some terrible thing you did. It's just, repent just means to turn.
Amen.
Turn back to the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, I want to spend more time with You.
Amen.
Lord, You're my first love.
Amen.
Lord, be my best love.
Amen.
Lord, I turn my heart, purify my heart.
Amen.
We need to do this again and again.
Amen.
And then I just want to end with this point, is that at the end of the day, you know, brothers and sisters, the matter of being prepared as a bride, you know, yes, we need to praise Him, but if we don't spend the time, right, with the Lord, actually, there's no way for any of this to take place. One time in a speaking, one brother asked, Kumar, how do you spell love?
L-O-V-E.
Yeah, that's one way. Another way is T-I-M-E, right?
Amen.
Think about it, right? If you love somebody, if you love to do something, you spend a lot of time, right?
Amen.
And so, brothers and sisters, as God's people love God, this is point H, and spend time to fellowship with Him.
Amen.
Spend time. I don't know if there's anything more practical to take away from this week, but we need to be recovered.
Amen.
In the amount of time, even in the quality of time.
Amen.
Sometimes, you know, it's not that we don't spend time. Sometimes we're trying to multitask. So, you know, we have our devices, right? Maybe you're trying to spend time. Oh, and then a message comes in, right? A WeChat comes in. Or you get reminded, oh, wait, I need to send that email. And then you flip, right? We flip from one screen to another. Oh, Lord Jesus. How will the bride be prepared if we don't spend the adequate, proper time with the Lord? right? To be before Him, to let Him infuse Himself into us, right? And so my prayer is that in these days, right, as we are destined, right, to marry the Lord, you know, marriage, you know, they say a wedding is one day, marriage is for eternity, right? That's just a lot of time, right? You know, if we're not prepared, right, to spend an eternity, right, with the Lord, right, how can we even marry Him, right? How can you marry somebody that you don't even know? Actually, the Lord touched me with that. You know, one day, right, bride and bridegroom will meet together. You know, like, when I met Esther, it's because I spent a lot of time, you know, on that day when we got married, we spent a lot of time together. Amen. Got to know her feelings, got to know her desires, same way she got to know me. How are you going to marry the Lamb if we don't spend time with Him in this age? Amen. It's impossible. So, brothers and sisters, we need to pay the price, right? And we need to come back to the Lord, right? To repent, to turn our heart to Him, so that we could be the ones who are making herself ready, right? And as we are spending time with the Lord, and over His Word, something is happening within us, right? The second garment is being worked out, right? The embroidering is taking place. Our tongue is overflowing with a good matter. Actually, our brother's reminder, that's we need to be reminded, right? Amen. No, if you get married and you have nothing good to speak about your spouse, that's a strange marriage, right? Amen. The first verse of this psalm, it says, His heart overflows with a good matter and His tongue is like a ready writer. Amen. That means you're just filled with the Lord and you have something wonderful to speak about Him all the time. This is our coming marriage of the Lamb. That's what it's going to look like, right? We're going to speak praises for all of eternity of what the Lord has done, has did in us, right? Has done in us. But this, of course, takes our spending time, right? Anyways, praise the Lord for new beginnings, right? This is a new week. We could spend the time with the Lord, so that one day, we could really be there, right, at the wedding feast of the Lamb. And we can rejoice with all the other brothers and sisters, part of the bride that has made herself ready.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I enjoy our brother's sharing. This week, we only have two Roman numbers, right? So I will give you two words. Love and praises.
Amen.
If you are not in love, you will not be able to praise.
Amen.
So, brother and sister, are you in love?
Amen.
Are you?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Who you are in love with?
Lord.
If you realize who you are in love with, then you will understand why Roman number 2. It is the highest and greatest psalm. Have you noticed? Psalm 42 to 45 as a sequence were written by Sons of Korah. You probably not. So I hope you went home to study, to read Psalm 42 to 45. The reason the 45, Psalm 45 will come up as such a greatest one, because 42, 43, and 44. And then you will understand what's in Sons of Korah's heart. You know, in verse 1, 42, it says, My soul pants and thirsts for God. And then 43, verse 4. I will go to my God, exceeding joy. Therefore, when it comes to 45, full of praises. That's what I asked Saint the past week. Are you in love with your God?
Amen.
If you are, it's impossible you'll be quiet.
Amen.
Your spirit should be bubbling.
Amen. Amen.
Are you bubbling this morning?
Amen.
Amen.
You should be the pen writer, ready to write.
Amen.
For those we are in love with our spouse, right? When we are cautious with our spouse, wow, full of love.
Yeah.
Right? Today you have all the so-called texting, right? In our old time, we don't have it, so we have to write. So we write letter after letter after letter. And one day we went back, Judy and I went back to Taiwan, and accidentally, we found a box full of letters. Saints, I will tell you, when you praise in your spirit, those are the love of the right of the letter to God.
Amen.
Wow. And you know the last chapter of Psalm. Do you know what's in the content of that chapter? 150.
Praises.
How many times do we have to praise the Lord? Seven times. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him.
Amen.
If you praise Him, your spirit will be. Will be what? Will be up to this heaven.
Amen.
Have you praised Him yet today? Or you just praise Him in the meeting? Hope you went home. Be in love with Him.
Amen.
And praise Him.
Amen.
For this coming week.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, our spirit is bubbling.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we want to say we praise you.
Amen.
We praise you for who you are.
Amen.
Oh, we praise you for who you did for us.
Amen.
We praise you for you're going to do it for us.
Amen.
We praise you for all of us.
Amen.
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 Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There is none like unto you.
Amen.
Oh Lord, you are the only God.
Amen.
Eternal life.
Yes.
Oh Lord, we just praise you for who you are.
Amen.
Oh Lord, may we be in love with you, Lord.
Amen.
Turn us back to our first love.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Amen.
In thy name, we will just sing praises to you.
Amen.
Oh, that you will increase in us.
Amen.
Oh, that you will grow in us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We want to spend more time with you.
Yes.
We want to get to know you.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, we want to know that we can, we have all of you saturated in us.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise you as the one
who
loved the church and gave yourself up for her.
Amen.
Praise you as the one who's sanctifying her,
right.
Washing us with the water and the word.
Right.
Praise you that you will present the church to yourself, Gloria.
Amen.
Give this week to you.
Amen.
More times with you in the word.
Amen.
You could all wash us.
Amen.
Deal with the spots and wrinkles.
Amen.
We want to be your bride.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Or we just want to be your bride, Lord.
Yes.
Please help us to spend more time with you.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, Lord, please help us just be filled with you.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, Lord, our hearts just overpour with love for you.
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, we love you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for a new week, a new beginning.
Amen.
Oh, draw us to come back to you.
Amen.
Of preeminence to you.
Amen.
Redeem time to have a more personal time with you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Get us to praise you unceasingly.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
No problem.